Thank you. Okay, what else? Well, being for pastor was such an honor, and come to know her as a good friend, and my wife Judy, and her was sitting across here, fellowship all the time, and just always upbeat. She might have had some physical conditions, and of course, you know, she did the oxygen thing for a long time, and but always upbeat, always a smile. And I never got to go see her at PAMS, but I talked to her on the phone, because if you ever called Carol, her cell phone or her house phone, the voicemail message is the same. Hi, I'm Carol, probably talking to another friend on the phone, but I'll call you back, leave a message. And I said to her, I said, Carol, that always, message always bless me. That probably talking to another friend, because everybody was her friend. It was just really cool. And getting to know her, getting to know the stories, and what they call Heritage Sunday once a year. And we have it down by the pond at Don Singletary and Pat's house, which is where this church was founded way back, was at that pond. On Brush Arbor type of meeting, 1834, and we would always do like this, get to tell stories. Now, I can't remember stories by verbatim like some people can, but the highlight of this story, her and Joey and George would tell stories because they grew up here. Stories about that pond, and a boyfriend of Carol's rescued her from the pond. You know, I think he rode a horse, but I remember the story. So it was just really special to get to know her in a way like that and share those stories. And I really appreciate you sharing. Anybody else?